Blog Talk Radio. All right, not sure what's going on here. All right, for whatever reason, Facebook Live is not working, I don't think. This sucks. Hey, I am on the show. We are having problems, but we're working on them. So if you are listening, or you're going to be listening on Facebook Live, we hope to be back soon. Just trying to get this stuff right. And we will be with you momentarily. Let's see if this works. L Radio Live. All right, 3, 2.
With one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. Itching inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store. I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
Well, I don't know if I'm live, for sure trying to be live, but I don't know what's going on here. No, it ain't working. Why ain't this working? Come on. Oy vey. Boy, perfectly laid plans just don't work sometimes. I don't know. Well, guy, I'm trying to shoot a video and it ain't working. I don't know. I don't know what's up. Something may be right. Oh, anyway. Well, I'm trying Facebook Live, and my thing is telling me I'm live, but it's not working as of now. So you're going to have to go back to the archaic times of Blog Talk Radio. I don't know what appears to be wrong, but what is going on? The power went out, and man, you'd swear something be wrong. We were trying to get this thing to go. I promise you, once that happens, we will get the show going. I don't know what's wrong. I got so much to talk about today, too. Okay. So, hey, you want to call in 267-521-0192, and you can listen, you can talk, you can do whatever you want to. Hopefully we'll get the live version up right now. For whatever reason, it's not working. I don't know. I don't know. I don't have a video guy, so all I know is it's not quite working, and it's kind of upsetting, but what can you do? Again, If I can go live, I will. It's not letting me do that. Hopefully soon it will. So much to talk about. Real big week this week. A lot of big games, a lot of playoff implications. Just very big week. So lots of stuff to talk about. And again, you want to call in and talk that way until live kicks on. There is a number you can call in on, and that is, let's see, it's on the Facebook page. And hopefully that, man, 267-521-0192. When you go in, you'll be prompted if you want to talk, or if not, you want to talk at 1. If not, you'll be able to hear my lovely voice. If you have anything you want to tell me, go on to the Facebook page, the Stephen Goat Show, type it in, and I will get to whatever topics you have until we can figure out what's going on with this live thing. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Hopefully, we'll get to it before the show is over and we get this thing going. I don't know. I don't know what's up. So I'm missing the Olympics tonight. May have to go check that out when the swimming race. How exciting is swimming? Whoever thought swimming would be so cool? With old Mike there, Michael Phelps. It's actually kind of fun to watch it. I enjoy it thoroughly. Same thing with gymnastics.
Big gymnastics fan. I even found myself watching synchronized diving, which is pretty cool. Let's see. I'm gonna try this. Let's see if we can go live on the page itself. I doubt it, but let's see. Let us see. Nope. Yeah, guys, I apologize. I don't know. Works on the game all the time. But for whatever reason, it's just not working out for me tonight. Frustrating. But, again, probably need more people in archives due to the issue here. Let's see. Let me do it. Nope. No, it will not. Oh, well. We'll go on like
a normal show. Hope you guys seen the Facebook thing and you'll call in and listen that way. It's one of the better ways to do it. And we'll go from there. Live is cool because you can keep up with the Facebook post. But again, I don't know. I don't know what the issue is. We'll see. Hopefully it'll come together before the night's out and all you leave. Man, I got so much I want to talk about, and I hate to do it and then have to come back to it. So we're going to see if this loads up quick enough, and we'll go from there. Big games last week. Raiders, big win over the Hitmen. I know it was close first time around. Pittman are hurting for a quarterback, and hopefully they were able to pick somebody up. And with the NFL, one of the cool things about this league, besides not getting choked out or put into an armbar, is that there's a hardship rule for quarterbacks. So if you are, your quarterback goes down, or for whatever reason you do not have a quarterback, you're able to add a quarterback for the remainder of the season. You qualify for that hardship. So that's one of the pluses for this league. And one of the many, I think. I think I'd like to think this is one of the better places around, and I think we're just getting better. Let's see if it worked. Let's see. Did it work? Let's see. I think we may have something here.
why doesn't this thing work?
I don't know.
Huh. Unreal. Let's start this thing over. Come on. Unbelievable. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Why won't this thing shoot? Unreal. I don't know. It sucks. But it won't let me do the show on Facebook Live, and I don't get it because I do it on the Thunder page all the time. So, who knows? Kind of a pain in the ass, though, if you ask me. Don't get it. Facebook Live sucks, basically. Oh, well. What are you going to do? All right, there we go. I think we're back on.
With one beer, two beers, three beers, a shot of whiskey, a margarita, and a Bloody Mary. I mentioned inside, my liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol. More specifically, vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
All right, welcome to the Steve and Joe Show. Sorry it took so long. As you probably know this by now, we are in a Joe-less formation going on 6 weeks, seven, eight, I don't know, something like that. Anyway. Who knows if he returns, but if he doesn't, just to let you all know, Will Smith, we are waiting for you. The seat is warm. It's primed to go. If you could just give me a heads up, let me know if you are hearing me. That would be helpful. I appreciate that because that's what I do. I appreciate things. So if you do hear me, let me know. Just hit me up on Facebook or something of that nature. Says I'm live, but who knows with this thing. Here, let's see. I'm just trying to get some indication if this thing is working or not. So much easier on the field there. All right, let's see. Man, I swear I've done this before. Many times, actually. All right. If you hear me, let me know. It's saying I'm live, and that would be great. If you want to call into the radio show where you are hooked up, and you could do that at 267-521-0192, press 1, and we will take a call. And we'll get to that. All right. All right, the live thing is not working out, man, but I promise you I am working on it. Let's see.
Oh, this sucks. This is about as durable as a Thunder offensive lineman. The guard. You know what I'm talking about. We will continue to try to get the live feed going, but not stick with this great, reliable radio show that we have here. Okay, good. Good, I got a guy. So that's one. Now we can just get the rest to come in. It would be fantastic. Okay. All right, man. We're going to go forward. And one of these days, if this comes on, we'll do that too. So annoying. Should have stuck to ColecoVision and everything else. Would have been better off. All right. There we go. And we're back on, it looks like. There we go. Now it looks like we're back on. So if not, we're just going to go with the radio show the way we always do, and hopefully this thing works at some point. Nah, fuck it. It didn't work. Well, I'm about fucking done with Facebook Live, so Facebook Live kissed my ass. I don't know what the hell's going on with it, but fuck it. All right, let's start taking phone calls here. Let's see now. Hey, Ken.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, man. I'm a little pissed off with this whole Facebook Live shit that's not working.
Could be the storm, too.
Yeah, I don't know, but whatever. We're starting the games perfectly, and I am, like, right next to my my little cable box, and it's not working, so right next to my modem. But, oh, well, what are you going to do? Hey, good news. Good news, man. This is great news for everybody out there listening. The Bolingbrook Buccaneers made the IFL playoffs. At 0-10, the Bolingbrook Buccaneers made the IFL playoffs. That's pretty damn good.
How do you pull that off? Everybody gets in?
You join a screw-up league, basically. That is the hardest working man in show business right there.
But they are the last two teams they play. They cross over. They play the top seed, right?
Yeah. CD Outlaws should have stayed in, man.
So the referees,
they could have made it.
The referees get an extra free check.
Yep. Wow, man, that's something else. I don't know how that happened. Boy.
Outlaws only had to make it two more weeks.
I'm telling you, after President Trump gets mad and we get in a nuclear war, the only things left are going to be cockroaches and the Buccaneers. So if you want to survive the nuclear war, you know who to join, because you'll still be around. And so, how are you feeling?
Getting a lot better today.
That's good.
Been a rough week.
Yeah, sounds like it. You going to be at the old game, or are you going to be listening to Maher Live?
No, are you kidding? I got to be there. That loss we got on the line, I got to be there to coach it up.
God, I just heard about that. That's one of the most devastating things I think I've heard in a long time for this team. And that includes losing George last year. As the O-line coach, how do you get over losing a Nico Miller?
He's got to hope the next guy can step up. It's going to be, like I said, it's payback tour part two. We've got to win out, so can't take no loss, can't sweat over it, can't get worried about it. We got to hope the next guy can step up.
Because really we're going against one of the top defenses in the league with the Patriots, and one of the top defensive tackles of all time, Perry Sanders. And losing Nico Miller makes that more difficult, I would think.
Yeah, it's gonna be a rough day for Chris stepping in.
Yeah, well, hopefully somebody will come and step up and take over and try to fill in. I mean, that's some big shoes, size 15s, I think. So hopefully somebody will step in and get it done. Again, that's
hopefully
not going to be easy.
Yeah, it's big shoes. So hopefully keep that rotation on that side with Chris and the other one backing him up. We should be all right, hopefully.
Yeah, I hope so. Big game last week against the Quad City Raiders. Offense finally woke up a little bit. So that was good to see. Do you think that they're
starting to game... but they woke up.
Yeah. Yeah, it got a little tense there for a minute. But that was all offense. There was no special team scores. There was no defensive scores. After being outscored 2 weeks in a row. By the defense, that was all offense. That was pretty good to see, as far as I'm concerned, at least.
Yeah, they picked us up the last couple games, so we owed them one, I guess.
The team that you're a honorary VIP of now, the Racing Raiders. You got your Raiders hat, free entry. They're on a roll, man. Did you expect that?
After the first couple games, not really. They got a tough one this weekend, though. Door County coming off a loss at home. Yeah.
Yeah, they kind of surprised me. Up 20, what were they, up 21-0, 21-6, something like that.
20-7.
Yeah,
that's...
Don't
happen to them. I've seen them do that to teams. I've never seen them. I've seen them do that to teams.
Have you?
Yeah, they almost got.
Probably a
when I was with the Pats last year, they almost got us. We were up big at halftime.
Yeah,
they came back.
Disciplined team.
I've never seen them lose.
And they're up there again, another home game, which is not easy. Chargers were coming off a big. I mean, that was a big win for them. They were coming off a big loss against the Raiders, and for them to come to play that well, you know, coming off that loss was pretty good, pretty impressive, at least for me. I apologize for Facebook Live. I don't know if it's the storms we're having out here in Chicago. I'm sorry, I'm not a Chicagoan anymore. I guess I'm some suburban. And I'm Palos Hills, the storms we're getting. They're pretty bad. You get them out by you?
Yeah. They're gone now, though.
Yeah, it ripped through pretty good. Hopefully tomorrow we won't see any of those. Hopefully they'll just pass by tomorrow.
And a good thunderstorm tomorrow would be good.
Would be good. And we're on the field with the Thunderbolt. If you are listening in, 267-521-0192, just call in. Listen, pick up. If you want to talk, we'll be willing to have you. Once again, something has gone wrong with Facebook Live. I don't know. I'd even go on the Midstates page. But it won't even let me exit it now. So this is going to have to be where we do our forum here.
Quad City's back on
Quad
the road
City,
for
yeah.
a third week in a row.
Yeah, that's tough for them. I mean, they did well at home. Lost to the Patriots, but so does everybody else so far. And they beat the Rush. Then they lost last week, 33-21. 22, right? This week, they play the Lions. They're going to do it without their number one quarterback, who is under suspension for being ejected. I don't know if they protested it or not. I'm not sure, but he was ejected. Kid's talented, man. He's talented.
I've never seen
know.
A quarterback throw punches after a fumble.
Did he throw a punch? I'm not sure. I was calling.
Oh, he thought he was Roy Jones Jr. over there.
What, man, you know, there are two things on that. One, I've never seen guys so want to throw punches all the time. Second, refs don't have any patience anymore. You mean you do want, you're gone. Remember when they used to calm me down a little bit? I forgot what that rule's called. Where they let you relax.
Yeah, they'd cool down. They'd sit for a series or so and then let you come back.
Yeah, not anymore. They get pissed and you're done.
Yeah, Peter Griffith was hot.
Yeah, Peter Griffin, boy. How do we manage to get him every freaking game?
It'd be nice to see him again.
Hopefully something will. Oh, I know he'll be there. That's their refs. Hopefully something will be done about, refs next year. I know that was a big topic. I was watching the MSFL questionnaire page type deal. And that was one of the big things that came up was the refereeing. So I'm pretty sure Lee's going to talk about that because right now it's kind of crap. I mean, they're semi-pro refs, so you're not going to get the top. But when you got one of the side refs telling you that the league officials are bad and they don't know what they're doing, you know something's wrong. You definitely know there's a problem.
And they actually last week they kind of got him through the game.
Yeah, well, because he was talking, they got a talking to. So yeah, they did get him through the game. So you got some big games. You got two first place games, or I'm sorry, not first, but first versus one versus two in both divisions. You got the Patriots versus the Thunder, and you got the Raiders versus Door County. Any call on that game?
Door County Raiders. That's tough to call. How'd they play the first time around?
It was close. Yeah, let me look right now. Let's see. Racing Raiders, Door County Destroyer. Oh, no, it wasn't close. 13-31. I think it was close to half.
Yeah, I know we've seen the halftime score. It was close.
Let's see. Chargers 28-18, week one, 16-6. The Hitmen have been able to hold them to their lowest point total.
And
first time around, not second time, first time. Well, they're down a quarterback. Their one quarterback is a Army reservist, so he got called to duty. And their other quarterback got hurt, and they put in a running back, and now he's hurt. So they were able to use the clause. I don't know who they picked up, but they were able to pick one up. So that was. That was good for them. I mean, you want to see them do well, I think. Let's see, because that playoff race over there is looking like it's going to be Chargers, Door County, and Raiders.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
Let's see. Let's go through these games. Racing versus Door County Destroyers. Door County Destroyers have any big injuries?
No. Beecher's back. From what I know, Beecher's back. I seen his training video yesterday, so he's back.
I'm going to pick the Raiders by 6.
Okay. Up there, I don't know. I'd say Door County by 2.
That'd
make it interesting.
The Hitmen versus Racing Dread. Hitmen have to win this game. Just so, one, they don't get killed on the Midwest shit-talking page, and two, because that would be it for them. They got to win out now. They can't lose another game. What do you got on this one? I got Hitmen by 14.
Yeah, about the same. Because the threat, they just fell apart, it seems like.
My guys, the Rebels, take on the Milwaukee County Chargers. Now, there is a chance for a letdown here because you're facing a team that hasn't won a game. You just beat the coming off a big week against the Hitmen. The Destroyers, big comeback victory. I still got to take the Chargers big on this one. I'm going to say Chargers by 20. Think four? Yeah, I was going to say 20.
Yeah.
So the next one, we'll skip Patriots Thunder. We'll go into that a little bit. Mustangs versus Rush. Well, you don't have to worry about, oh, man.
Where's it at?
Looks like Coach Chris Van Stone might be done for the year. He's got a hangnail on his finger, and he may not be able to be the head coach for the rest of the year for Chicago Thunder.
Next man up.
A lot of injury.
Price can step in.
Chicago Mustangs versus Rockton Rush. Don't have to worry about the lights here. They are playing at Rockton. So that's good. At least you don't have to be worried about locked out. You know, I think this one could be pretty close. I mean, they played them close last time.
And they are coming off a win.
Yeah. You know, lights went out. And this one could be close. Let's see. What was the Rockton played the Mustangs which week? 14-7, they beat them week two. That was also that was without Openga and Mr. Dan. Yeah.
So I'm picking.
You know,
picking the Rush has to win. It's at home.
Yeah, the Rush lose again. It's going to be tough for them.
I'd say Rush by 10. Unless the lights go out.
I'm going to pick the Mustang.
No,
I
seen a certain person at the hardware store buying bolt cutters, so lights could go out.
Yeah, it could be. Got the brand new Chicago Aztecs bolt cutters. Take that thing out. Hey, what's up with this MIFL, man? MPFL? The indoor rink with the that had their championship game played on a soccer thing with no walls or nothing. How are they getting all these teams? What? I'm going to rent out my basement for arena teams next year. I'm going to take the bar out and then you just play in my basement. And I'm going to charge $3,000.
Per team per season.
I never seen anything like that before.
How do you play an arena game outdoors?
Here's the deal. Don't do arena team games anymore. You got the MSFL combining divisions. Starting a new division now. You're going to have Thomas Division, Rick Hart Division. Take the teams that still want to play fall ball or whatever and do a 9-man league. And then you can have those teams do that. The arena sucks. It's too expensive. You tell guys they're playing pro and they're not. How do you tell guys they're playing pro and then charge a league fee? That one team, they say they're professional because they can sell their merchandise and keep the money. Who's buying Windy City Ravens merchandise? Let's be honest. That's just terrible.
And then they meet a real arena team and get housed.
Yeah, I mean, you got teams that are pretty good and you have decent players on them that can't make it. 10 grand to rent out a stadium? Nobody's watching arena anymore. The Rush can't make it when they have Mike Ditka money behind them. How is any other team going to make it with these kind of budgets?
I see the team come in this year with overspent. They made it through the season, but as the year went on, they had to cut players because they couldn't pay them. And it turned into a regular MSFL team on indoor.
Well, now they're charging $99 for a tryout.
For what? For the tryouts?
Yeah. Chicago Eagles, $99 a tryout. I tell you what.
The new and improved Chicago Eagles. That's what you got to remember.
I get 99 problems in an indoor tryout 8-1. That's unbelievable how they can do that. And I can't even look at Facebook. So if you're trying to get on the Stephen Joe Show, I can't do it because Facebook Live has killed my my whole thing. So we're just going to forget Facebook Live tonight and pretend that it didn't happen. Because I don't know. Who knows? Man, what the hell is going on with the IAFL? You know, so let me get this straight. You have a team that didn't pay their league fee. So you let them play all the games until right before the playoffs, and then you tell them, yeah, none of those games are going to count. And even if you pay, we're still not going to let those games count. Now, one, you're running around telling everybody the next year you're not going to have a league fee. So, really, what is it hurting you? Two, how do you let a team play and then tell them no? I mean, and then I seen one of you said, well, don't act like a league never let a team play, never had a team not be able to pay their league fee. Yeah, they do. But they take it out on a team after the season's over. They don't take it out on the players. And then those teams usually get kicked out, quit, or join the IAFL. Because there's three teams that didn't pay their league fees with the MSFL. Bolingbrook Bucks, Kilbourne City Hawks, Monona Warriors. You hearing a trend here? Because guess what? They all went to the IAFL. Bolingbrook Bucks took them a while. They went for a few leagues, got kicked out of one or two, and then ended up there. But still. How are you going to let a team play all year? And then you take their victories, and then you say, and then you come back and say, well, if they pay some money, we'll let them play, but we're not going to give them their victory. Get the fuck out of here with that. You
let them play, you deal with their wins.
You let them have their wins, you let them see what they do, and then you kick them out at the end of the year. I mean,
you
damn, you lose
okay,
your champions every year anyway.
You gotta go.
I mean, it may be coincidental, but every year there's a problem in the playoffs with that league. And it always seems to be in Tom Hawkins' division. Now, I could be wrong there. Maybe it is coincidental. But you don't punish a team's players after right before the playoffs. It just looks bad.
So that's not where the Bucks are at now, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, by them not getting in, it looks like the Bucks are in the playoffs. So,
yeah, 1 in 2 years.
Let's see. Bucks are in. Are the Joliet Bucks in the playoffs? Buck Nation, yes. So,
where do we keep finding that donkey video at?
This can't be true. There's no way an 0-10 team made at least playoffs.
How do you
because
recruit
me
in
things? I don't know. I think they just wanted a big amount of player, you know, big like playoffs contention. I don't know. I mean, look. The GFL has certainly had their problems. They've had a lot of issues this year with two teams bolted for the IFL. One, they can come up with people stole their stuff and all kinds of excuses. They left because they thought there was going to be an ass handing to them. But as bad as the GFL has been, one, they had their president die in February, so that's not good. That's tough to get past. Two, they took a chance. They tried to get big. They took a lot of teams that they shouldn't have. Oak Park Sharks, by the way, the Oak Park Sharks are trying it again. This will be the fourth league. They're going to be up there against the Bucks to see who can survive. Man, let's see something. So they try to get big, but look at the teams they got left. Chicago Chaos, very good team. Cowboys, good team. Ducks, good team. They got good teams in that league still. So, no, see, that's wrong. It was, they're really not letting the playoffs. Okay, see, somebody's up to some shenanigans here because according to this, they're not. But let's see. Boy, that would be bad if they are. How are the Colts in the playoffs? Chicago Colts, did they win a game?
Wow, why are you letting so many teams in the playoffs? If it's that bad, you take the top two on each side and you battle the top four.
Yeah.
To make the quality of the playoffs look better. What's the point of going through three rounds of playoffs if the first two rounds are blowoffs?
Yeah. I don't know. That's just wrong, man. Let your teams play. Punish the Bulldogs after the season. Kick them out. Never should have been brought up in public. You know, never should have been decided that late in the season. If they didn't play week one, and you want to just kick them out of the league, yeah, you take a hit. Every league is dealt, I don't care what league you're in, MSFL, NEFL, every league is dealt with forfeits. It's just something you got to deal with sometimes. Kick their ass out week one. Let their player, now
yeah,
you, kick them, out, now you kick them out, players can't even go anywhere.
The Lake County thing a few years ago happened here.
Yeah. It happens, man.
Kick them out the night before
that
the first
brutal
game.
That was brutal, too. They should have kicked their ass out. That caused a lot of problems that year. But he kept insisting he was going to have a team, and they kept giving him the benefit of the doubt because he was a good old boy. And, you know, Bob's a nice enough guy, but everybody knew even if he did have a team, it wouldn't have been a good one. He listened to somebody, told him he had $35,000, was going to give him for the year, and then $50,000 next year, and blah, 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 blah. Kind of like old uncle, but, you know, these things happen. So good. I am happy. Doesn't look like the Bucks. Man, I got to find out. The Bucks are in the playoffs. I got to know. I got to know. I got to see. Because that would be just fold the league then if the Bucks make the playoffs. But 0-10 Bucks team make the playoffs. Fold it.
And it's nothing against the Bucks. It's just, come on, really? What do you prove in a playoff game?
Yeah, you didn't earn it. I mean, we got in last year 2-7, and I didn't want to be there because we didn't earn it. I knew we didn't have a very good team, and I thought it was, you know, unfair for the team that had to play us. But that's why we went down. That's why we dropped the team. There's not four teams in now. It's just three. So that's why they changed that whole shenanigans that was going on. So this new division that they're going to do this year, man, that's a good idea, I think. I think they're getting it right. You know, you hate to see guys lose their teams and the league lose guys that are passionate about it, but for whatever reason are having a tough time. So, you know, and lose out on some of these new teams that are coming that you just don't let in because they don't have time. I think this could help the league build. And it's nice, too, because it's not like it's an A-B thing, because even if you go into the Rickard division, and you win, you could still go into the Thomas division playoffs. So I think that's a win-win for everybody.
Yeah, because it's like the setup we had in Germany. You had you had four by the time I left. Top two in the four play the bottom two of the three to advance up, and you do that all the way to the top. That's how you can build a team.
Yeah, this way.
That would give the bottom team something to play for because you lose your spot.
Yeah, and let's be honest, man, it's not
dweller.
Yeah, because once you're bad, or, you know, let's call it what it is. Once you're struggling, it's hard to come back because guys don't want to join a team that's getting their brains beat in week in and week out. They want to go
and
to a
winner.
When
you can fold up at the end of the year, it kind of hurts. Now you can't fold up. You got to stay. You got to be ready to play all year. You can't do that on the last three games. Let's just forfeit them out.
Yeah, so I like this way. And, you know, I think, my opinion, there should be crossover games. You know, Thomas versus Rickard, at least one, just for travel. Somebody asked me what divisions will we be recruiting, or what teams will we be recruiting? Everyone. Everyone's going to be recruited. So, you know, not going after leagues, not attacking anybody. We just want the best teams because we think best teams have the best ideas and build this thing into something big. You know, like you're trying to tell, you know, one of the big things people got to realize is it's not the MSFL taking you over. It's you taking over the MSFL and build this thing into something that can work. Because you come here, the board of directors, which is the teams, have more power than the board of executive, which is the vice president, blah, 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 blah. So come here, get your votes, and build it into something special, man. At least that's the way I like to look at it. Whether that works or not, whether that translates, I don't know. But we like to think so. So that's going to start. That's going to be a big deal. I have talked to a few teams. Not going to say who. But I do hope that it works out, you know, and it grows. So, I again, fingers crossed. What else we got? The playoff championship game. That's looking like it's starting to shape up to be pretty big. It's going to be at Hart Park. They're going to have there's going to be a pregame show or a tailgating. Going to be a radio show out there, not ours, but a real radio show is going to be out there, and there's going to be a pregame show. Table set up, fans, beer, bring your own. They may Hard be Park, serving which, beer as which, well.
Is that the old Wauwatosa Field?
Yes.
Oh, beautiful yes. Stadium.
Yeah, a real nice stadium. Way better than last year. The yard markers and everything.
No.
What's that?
No waiting for the soccer game to end?
Yeah, no waiting for the soccer game to end. Charging people at the gate. Concessions,
free
yard markers.
Because there's a major soccer tournament.
Yeah. Yeah, this one's going to be good. So there's going to be a pregame show. Interviews. It's going to be good. It's going to be, it will be active. Much better than last year's. You know, last year's got so much publicity. Traditionally, MSFL championship games are pretty damn good. You know, there'll be. I think there's going to be a band. There's also a Hall of Fame this year. Coach from the Rush, Steve Stremmel from the Patriots, RJ Jarrett, and Jim Brisage from the Mustangs. We'll be getting inducted at halftime. I was asked by Mr. Strimmel to induct him live, and if his son can't make it in. So if his son does not make it in, I will be inducting Steve Strimmel into the Hall of Fame, which is a pretty big honor, considering that we've been rivals for both of our, you know, as long as Steve's been in the league. Patriots and Thunder have been a rivalry, so pretty big honor, and you know, if his son can't make it, I will be there, and I will stay sober. So, Steve, don't make
induction.
It. Steve, make it. What's that?
You'll stay sober through the induction.
Yeah, that's about it, though. So, all teams are expected to send people. So hopefully we get a big crowd. It's always better.
Last year's crowd was pretty big.
Last year was a real nice crowd. Unfortunately.
I don't know. Our sidelines were packed.
Yeah, it was nice. Well, so were the Raiders, yeah. Unfortunately, you had a large number of Raider fans on your side.
Oh, yeah. They let you know it.
Go well. Yeah, there was a little problem up in the stands. And they could use that guy from the Blue Devils to choke somebody out.
Maybe
I've never seen that before.
No.
What's that?
I've never seen that before.
That before.
He is security for the championship game, though, right? They did sign him?
Yes. Yes. So if something happens, you can get your ass choked out. So if the Raiders make it, although I don't think those guys are Raider fans anymore. I think the majority of those guys are all gone. Yeah, the Raider offense, man. They got what's his name back, the wide receiver. I can't. Oh man, what is his name? I can't think of his name now. Three touchdowns last week. Tony Powell broke the 8 touchdowns the week before against Quad City. So congratulations on that. Raiders are, the Quad City Raiders are up there. I think they're close to 40 points a game. What do you think, Lions month? Who is it? Lions Quad City this week. At Leiden.
In Leiden? Ooh. Well, with the quarterback out, that hurts. With the travel and him out.
Yeah. You know, the only problem with that is Leiden doesn't have a quarterback either. I think they'd be a much better team had they not had a quarterback injured before the season started. So
who do they want? They had who? Oh wait, they changed quarterbacks a lot though.
They had the kid from Aurora College, and he got hurt. He never played an MSFL game.
What about the other one? He's off the team. They're punky QB.
Yeah. They got Tim Collins, used to be our quarterback years and years and years ago, but he's got a bad rotator cuff problem. So they are eliminated, I believe, from the playoffs. They have 1-6. They are out. They got a standings page here. We got to work on the MSFL page for your friends. Okay, let's see. Here we go. Standings. Raiders, Destroyers, and Chargers right now are in. Chargers are 4-3. Hitmen are 3-4. So they are not eliminated. I wish I was better at math. The threat. Almost eliminated. 2-5, so I don't think there's a way they can make it in.
They have made improvement over last year.
Yeah. I mean, if their quarterback doesn't go down, I think they're in the playoff hunt this year. But Ricardo Williams is their quarterback. They got a good defense, man. I mean, they gave up 190 points, but when you have a quarterback, when no quarterback is probably turning over the ball, your defense is wearing out. Let's see. Patriots, 7-0. Thunder, 5-2. Quad City, 4-4. Is that right? No, something's wrong there. No, he didn't play no 8 games. They got 4-3. Quad City Raiders are 4-3.
Yeah.
Somebody got that messed up. Rock and Rush, 3-4. Mustangs, 1-6. Leiden Lions, 1-6. Rush are still in it, and so that's going to be a battle, Quad City, Thunder, and Rush. Rush, I think, let's see, what are the rest of the games here? Let's see here. Have the Rush played? Who do the Rush have left besides the Thunder? Let's see. Rush's remaining games are, they have the Mustangs this week, Quad City, and then the Chicago Thunder. So those are 3 big games for them. They have to beat the Mustangs, or else they're in trouble. They have to beat the Mustangs, and they have they
got. They're more than in trouble. They're more than in trouble if they lose to the Mustangs.
Yeah. I mean, I would just give the ball to Leroy McFadden every down. The guy's bigger than most offensive tackles in this league. And yeah, he's pushing the bad side of 30, close to 40, but still. That's they got a serious trouble. Yeah, this is a must-win for sure. Quad Cities' remaining games are Leiden Lions, Rockton Rush, and Chicago Mustangs. At Chicago Mustangs, Rush traveled to Quad Cities. That's tough, tough, tough road for Rockton. Thunder are coming to Rockton, but they do have to travel to Quad City. So that's going to be rough. And this is going to come down to it, I think, this year with the three teams. So it's going to be difficult. But I don't know. Do you have any surprises for you this year?
What's that?
So far, any big surprises for you so far?
Quad City.
I think it kind of went the way everybody thought it would.
Quad City's been a surprise this year.
Yeah, they're better. They're better. I mean, if they were able to lock it down on defense, they'd be one hell of a team because their offense is right there. Raiders. You know, I don't know if anybody thought the Raiders would steamroll over everybody with all the retirements, although some of those guys did come back. And then they're one of the better coach teams in the league, and everybody discounts that. But coaching is huge in this thing. If you don't have good coaching, it doesn't matter how much talent you have. They're going to catch it up to you. You know, it's not baseball.
Yeah.
In football, coaching matters. So,
and the Raiders have,
again,
week to week, stepped up.
Yeah. Again, if you guys want to talk, hit number 1-267-521-0192. We're going to go until we don't want to go no more. But so we're talking MSFL football. Talk a little bit about the divisions. And we were going to go Facebook Live, but it's not cooperating tonight. I don't know if it's the area storms, whatever might be wrong with it, but it's just not it's not working tonight. So we'll try a different time to see if it works. But as of tonight, it's just not working for whatever reason. Right now, your favorite's got to be Raiders and Patriots, I would think, to make it into the championship game. All of the Chargers are starting to make some noise. Hitmen, I don't know. I don't know. It's going to be a rough road for them. What quarterback do they sign? That's going to bring a lot, too. Will they be able to get a quarterback in there on that hardship? Who's out there? You got the GFL that stopped. Some of their guys are out of their playoffs. They got some big games this week, too. Cowboys versus it's Cowboys, Chaos, Mavericks, or I'm sorry, Marauders versus Ducks. So those are some good games this week. Hitmen's remaining games are a threat. Oh, man. Hitmen got Threat, Chargers, and Destroyers.
Hitmen, if they signed – If they sign this elusive free agent quarterback that we've all heard of, it could be a threat.
Could be.
Best free agent. It's the best free agent QB. Didn't play nowhere this year.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. He was the hottest free agent in semi-pro?
Yeah, maybe they signed him.
And, hey, we know he likes to throw to hitmen players. He threw a 91-yard touchdown to a hitman player last year. You know, it was the wrong way, but he threw a 91-yard touchdown to him, so that was nice of him. Yeah, man, the hitman got a rough road. At Chargers, threat first, then at Chargers, and then hosting Door County. So, if they beat the threat and then beat the Chargers, that may be enough for them, depending on the point differential. Chargers have left the Rebels, the Hitmen, and the Threat, so the Chargers got a much easier schedule. It's looking pretty good for the Chargers to come in the MSFL and make it to the playoffs.
With all their talk.
You know, Their owners have been really good, seeing at that level. They're really helping out with Hart Park. I've been really encouraged by them this year. So they've been really good thus far. I don't know. Gonna be a fun playoff run. And then you got the Patriots, good on offense, good on defense. They did lose one of their biggest threats in Lexus Jackson. Congratulations, Lexus Jackson. I don't think you listened, but if you did or if somebody does, please let him know. Congratulations, man. You did a big thing. A lot of guys, once they're out of school, they give up. All the kudos in the world to you, man. You didn't give up. You went and took some classes. You went back. That's huge, man. So good luck. I hope things work out well there. Hope things work out well for your life. That's big. That's a guy with that talent. That's what you do. You should not be sitting here on Saturdays. If you still got all that talent, go to school. Arena football does not pay. Go get an education.
I think his first game is against St. Xavier on September 3rd, I think I read.
Oh, really?
I had the schedule. He sent me the schedule the other day.
I go see it. Yeah, I go see it.
Oh, yeah, it's right here.
That's great. Is it at right here for me is St. Xavier.
I think it's at Xavier. It is right
Do
by
they
you.
Serve beer at college games? Oh, is that Xavier? It's at Xavier, bar right across the street. Pre-game. At Riley's. I used to work there. It's a good place to go. But, so congratulations to him. They got a lot of talent. What's his name? Hughes is playing receiver now in his place. He's got the slant position now. He's in the Lex spot.
You mean, Fresh?
Yeah. So, and then you have, what's the other receiver's name? It's Trudeau, I know.
Trudeau.
That guy.
Trudeau.
It's arguing that he may be as good as Lex.
Trudeau.
Maybe better. You got Johnny. That guy. I don't know. I think he'd be a stud pretty much wherever he goes. But he doesn't see the field. Running backs. Great running backs. I mean, that's a squad, man. That's a good team. I know they were being compared to the Kane County Eagles, and I hate doing that, comparing eras. But, dude, no. You're not the Kane County Eagles. I'm sorry, man. I've seen them. I played against them. That was like a Division II football team back in the day. They had the best recruiting, best budget. That team was the shit. Crossed the line. One after another, one got better than the other. So, and I, our era can say that another team was better than theirs. I had no problem saying that they were at a different level. That was a fantastic team. So, I saw that the other day on Illinois Semi-Pro Football. That was one hell of a team. That team, you had Leroy McFadden, Dante Washington, and a young J.R. Taylor as your running backs. I mean, at that point, it's not even fair. What do you think about the return of Chris Wright tomorrow?
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah?
Totally was lost on the Nico stuff today and totally forgot we got Chris back tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't make up for it, but still, it's not a bad thing.
It'd be a little rusty.
You know? Yeah, his quarterback in college is starting for the Patriots this year. Not the Lincoln Way, the New England Patriots. So that's pretty exciting for him. I mean, it's got to be exciting, but at the same thing, it's got to suck. You know, the guy you're catching passes from is getting an NFL check, getting coached by Belichick. Not that being coached by Chris Van Stone is a bad thing.
Don't forget, he's not in tomorrow. But we haven't got the doctor's report yet.
Oh, yeah, that's true. That's true. That hangs out.
Medically cleared tomorrow.
That is true. Well, my man, thanks for hanging in. I'm going to end this thing early, and I will see you tomorrow. Right
gotcha.
Early.
3:30. All righty.
Tinley Park. And, hey,
sit
big
here
guy's
look.
Back. Don't be up any
figure out
show.
What we're going to do without Nico.
Yeah, well, I wish I could play. I'm too old. So, all right, my man. I'll talk to you later. Thanks for calling in.
All right. Bye.